This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A six-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the six-year-old's bus-riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a seven-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 7th day of November, year of our Lord, 2013. Well, tonight we're having a meetup at the Benton Square Restaurant in Rolla, Missouri. Dinner in the private, in the public dining area at 6 p.m. Get there a little bit before 6. I will be there. They're not always the fastest at getting the food out. Our meeting at 7 p.m. in the private dining, in the private meeting room on the third floor. You don't need to buy dinner to attend the meeting. The topic will be bug out bags. I will be the presenter. If you have a bug out bag you want to bring and talk about your personal bug-out bag, you're welcome to. It's at the Benton Square Restaurant in Rolla, Missouri tonight. Details at my website, thelibertyman.com. We do patiently wait in a green room. My friend, Reverend Tim Spencer. Reverend Spencer is a husband, father, a grandfather, veteran of the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps, a rancher, and proprietor of the excellent website, ruralsurvival.info. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. How are you doing this morning?
Well, it's cold. It's 28 degrees here at my studio. Tim, before the show, we were talking privately about this update at Steve Quayle's website.
Yes, I read it.
On his alerts section, the top one titled, How the Mandatory Mark of the Beast Will Be Forced Upon Us by the Churches Also. You know, sometimes, Tim, I read an article and the pieces just fall into place. And this article struck me that way. It has the ring of truth to it. What's your opinion?
Well, it does with me, too, and I'll tell you why. Any church that is a 501c3, if they value that status, can be dictated to on what they say on the pulpit. It's been proven time and time again. You know, the church I'm affiliated with is what's called a free church. Nobody messes with us, has any money to donate anyway, so we don't care about a 501c3.
But, okay.
To make a long story short, no, if these big churches, you know, if the first self-righteous church on the corner, you know, has 10,000 members, they want that 501c3 so they can get those donations.
Right.
And, you know, they get more donations because a portion of that money is deducted from people's taxes. And they're afraid of losing that status. Therefore, they have no problem doing what the government tells them to do exactly.
So well, I agree. Sense. I agree with what you're saying. Now, the scenario outlined here is that these IDs, government IDs, will look like a digital credit card, and that will continue
so
until
exactly
a cyber
what one
attack.
Looks like. I've got one in my pocket. I can show you what it looks like.
It looks like a credit card.
It does, and it has a barcode on one side and your picture on the other.
Well, the story says that there'll be a cyber attack instituted by China in cooperation behind the scenes with the U.S. government. It will take down the government's ability to tell that the card you've got in your pocket is the real deal.
I have a problem with that particular assertion. Only because I'm familiar with the way the system works, or at least the way the VA healthcare system works. Yes, there is a national database, but they're not joined together all the time. In other words, when I go see my clinic here in Salem, they may or may not be hooked up at any given time to the central server. And regardless of whether or not they are, it still reads my card and brings up my information from their computer.
Agreed. Now, going a step further, if it's broken down at the national level, they won't care if it still works at the local level. Because
well,
these people know you anyway.
Well, I was looking at health care, but yeah, you're right.
So because of that emergency, there'll be a new standard of an implantable ID that will make it possible to identify Americans at every level, and everyone can be scanned physically. It has a ring of truth to me. That sounds plausible, and it sounds like something they would attempt to pull off, Tim.
I believe they might attempt to pull it off. However, I have enough confidence in Americans, not all of them, but, you know, a significant percentage of Americans to say no, especially those that are young and healthy.
Well, I hope you're right. I really believe that would happen. Right.
Just like, I believe that our military will continue to follow the Constitution as a whole.
As a whole,
there'll
they
individuals
will.
Individuals that don't.
Especially the older guys and gals, the ones that have been in more than 3 or 4 years.
Absolutely correct. In fact, my son was telling me at his unit, they actually have to take these kids coming in from Fort Wood and various places and sit them down and have a talk with them and explain the facts of life, that what they were brainwashed with in basic is not the real world.
Right, right. Well, it's pretty easy to mold and manipulate the brain of an 18 or 19-year-old young man or young woman who
sure
has no life experience and graduated from public schools, which almost all of them these days do graduate from public schools.
Absolutely. I remember when I was in, when I first went in, I believed everything Russia was evil, and, you know, I'm sure you did too, the Cold War days. You know, what we were taught, you know, we believed.
Well, yeah, actually, there wasn't very much emphasis on that in my training.
Oh, really? Okay.
Not in the training per se. It was more focused on practical things. Anyway, Tim, we still have a war going on in the Middle East, I believe, but it's kind of disappeared from the news, hasn't it?
Yeah, things are getting interesting, to say the least. Alliances are quickly eroding and changing. I'm talking about on a major scale. Our friends in Saudi Arabia are no longer our friends as of the last week.
Well, they've never been.
China and Russia. I mean, our supposed friends, okay? They never were. No, they were always there established in the back. Look at 9/11. You know, part of it. But anyway.
Right. Right.
You know,
well,
no, they've never really been our friends. But, you know, alliances are changing. I guess we're making friends with Iran now. And I don't know. That's a big mistake, in my opinion. But then again, look at our president, you know.
Exactly. It's difficult to determine who the players are and what their goals and objectives are. We got a break coming up. Call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 7th day of November, visiting with Reverend Tim Spencer. Tim, we've got Thomas from Nicaragua here joining us here. Good morning, Thomas.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning by the view.
So, what's going on in the People's Republic of Nicaragua?
Well, Well, we have had more than I never did see an article about all rain that killed the people, but it should have really stopped by now, the rainy season, but we're still getting thunderstorms and heavy amounts of rain, mainly late afternoon or into the evening.
Okay, and are the temperatures normal, or are they different than what they should be?
They're the same, I believe. Generally, like in the morning and at night, it's cool. It still can get quite warm, 11, 12, 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. If it's sunny, it's what they say, muy caliente. It's very hot still. What I mean by that is it's in the 80s.
Okay. All right.
But some days, if it's more cloudy, the temperatures really, they don't get above the low mid 70s, so that does happen sometimes.
Well, it sounds like pretty agreeable weather for those of us who live in the Ozarks and have to deal with some extremes here of heat.
I've heard that there have been a lot of weather extremes in the United States as late, and a lot of snow and that sort of thing.
Right. A foot and a half up north of us here yesterday.
Wow.
Thomas, anything new and significant happening in Nicaragua that we need to know about?
Well, I know the Russians flew from Venezuela and landed two Su-160s, I believe, the supersonic jet that that can carry a nuclear payload. They landed at the Minog Airport about 4 or 5 days ago. And I believe Daniel Ortega, who is El Presidente here, again, I believe he's trying to get the Constitution here changed so he can run again and kind of be, I guess, president for life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, any prognostication whether he'll be successful changing the Nicaragua Constitution to accomplish that goal?
That I do not know, but if I had to make a wild guess, probably so.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us updated on that. What else is going on down there, Thomas?
Other than that, just I'm trying to find commodities and finding the areas where the good coffee and good cacao, which is the chocolate bean, sugar, et cetera. I'm in the area of Carrizo. They call what we call states, they call departments or departamentos.
Right.
And I'm in Carrizo, and the coffee here is okay, but it's not export quality to the U.S. You have to have, the best of the best.
Really?
End up
okay.
In the U.S., yeah.
Maybe this is a question I've got. You may or may not have the answer, Thomas. Why unprocessed green coffee beans would cost more than beans that have been processed and roasted?
I don't have the answer to that because they have to separate the bean from the bean shell and then they have to roast it, yes.
Well,
I've heard advertisements, I don't know if here or on another network where they are, vacuum sealing into cans, someone like the freeze dry guy,
right.
Someone similar to that where they're, and they're doing green coffee beans that have not been roasted, saying that they last longer.
Yeah, I've heard that also, but they cost more than the roasted beans, which
I don't understand that unless they're coming from a region. Down here, really, Costa Rica and then Colombia are the two big areas with the good coffee beans, and Nicaragua. You have to go to certain areas. The rest of it goes to the supermarkets. All the good stuff gets exported, and the secondhand goes to the supermarkets here.
Well, Tim and I are both very enthusiastic coffee drinkers, aren't we, Tim?
Yes, we are, and I love Costa Rican coffee. One of the best things about living there.
All right. Okay, well, Thomas, thank you for your report. Anything else before we move on?
No, so I guess Tim's my neighbor. So Tim's my neighbor, huh?
I don't live there now. No, this was
okay.
In 1978 and 79 I lived there. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Didn't mean to confuse, Thomas.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Thomas. Please call in next week. We look forward to hearing from you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Costa Rican coffee. One of my college roommates has become a lifelong resident of Costa Rica, married a local girl, raised his family, and is still there. very pleasant place to be, isn't it?
Oh, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And if I could talk my family into moving there, I'd be back, John.
Okay. Well, we got another call here. We got Steve in Massachusetts. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, the last time I spoke to you was probably the beginning of September, and I ordered an energy cleaner from you at that time, and you had called me to verify my address, and I was actually on the shooting range at the time.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, and I never realized what was going to happen to me. For years, my back has always been bothering me. I hurt my back about 25 years ago in the gym doing heavy squats. And I've been to doctors, chiropractors, done the pill deal all through the years. And finally, this past summer at my job, I hurt my back again. And I was actually crippled. I heard it Lane Smith lost at camp, and I was unable even to get in out of a pickup truck. So I figured I'd give the energy cleaner a shot, and I was desperate. And so I did order from you. And I have to say, within a week, pain was almost gone. I couldn't believe it. I just...
I bet.
And actually, within 2 weeks, I had no pain at all. My back was wild. I felt like I was 25 years old again.
All right.
And I was able to, you know, perform my guiding duties. I'm a professional main guide and able to physically work. And I was really pleased.
You got your focus back, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did. Okay.
Yep.
But then... Okay, towards the end of the month, October 1st, my life changed. I was on a backhoe. We have about a mile and a half of gravel road coming into camp that we maintain. And I was digging a drainage ditch. And this fellow, who worked for me for about 5 years, who had to quit because of physical problems, came up with his mother's car and was watching me working. And I didn't really think too much of it. I thought he was just looking at me and thinking about the days he used to work for us. And he drove up, and I was off the machine at that time. And he said, nice job, and drove by me about 300 feet, turned around, and started watching me again. And so I said, see, that's kind of funny. I said, well, maybe he's just, you know, waiting for me to get done. So I threw the shovel into the front end of the backhoe and went to get onto the backhoe, and he drove by me about 100 feet. And stopped on the way back to camp. So I said, gee, what are you doing there now? I said, well, maybe he's waiting for me to go by, and he's going to follow me back to camp. So I got in the machine. I drove up about almost opposite him in the car. And I'm in an open cab backhoe. It has a roof, but no glass on it.
Right.
And I pointed to my watch. It's 4 or 5 at certain times. Well, when I went to reach for the throttle, right after I said that, all hell broke loose. He had a 45.
We need to continue the story after the break. Steve, hold on, everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Manny.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Freeze-Dried Guys November special is the Freeze-Dried Feast, Easy Thanksgiving Meals. You could serve this to your guests later this month on Thanksgiving Day, which would be November 28th, or save it for a future Thanksgiving. Six number 10 cans, here's what's in them. Two cans of turkey tetrazzini, a can of green beans, a can of diced potatoes, a can of diced sweet potatoes, and a can of raspberry crumble for your dessert. Retail price, $189.14. On sale, delivered to your door, lower 48, $159.95. You can get all the nutritional facts at his website, freezedryguy.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Before the break, Steve from Massachusetts was giving us his story about his former employee who came to the job site, was sitting there observing him. It was getting near the end of the workday, and right at that moment before the break, the former employee had pulled out a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol Steve, you got our attention. What happened next?
Well, the first shot hit me in the right hand, almost taking my index finger off. I didn't know what the hell was going on, to tell you the truth. But it was good. It was a good thing that my hand was going to the throttle, because that passed in front of my body. That actually deflected the shot from hitting me right in the center of the chest. Okay. I must have flinched to the left, because the second shot came in on my right pec muscle, okay, went through my chest, across, and buried into my left shoulder. Okay. At that time, I knew it was time to get out of Dodge.
Oh, yeah.
That he was trying to kill me. And so I bailed off the machine to the left, and that's when he fired the third shot, which got me in the lower right back and came out my upper right chest. Okay. When I hit the ground, naturally I was bleeding through the chest, unbelievable.
Right.
And I grabbed my right pec muscle and squeezed as hard as I could with my bad hand, because my left arm was immobile, because I didn't know if my left shoulder was shattered or what, but it was later I found out it was because I had a bullet lodged in my left shoulder.
Right.
And that's when I heard the fourth shot, okay, and then nothing. I gradually stood up the best I could and looked over the rear tire of the backhoe, and he was still in the driver's side, and he had, and kind of a visual thing here, but I saw smoke coming out of the top of his head. So I knew he had done himself.
Right.
Now, the problem was I had no cell phone coverage, okay,
right,
at that point in the road, so I had to get back on the machine, okay, and I had to drive it with my left elbow, okay, and work the throttle with my left hand. And I had to drive it a mile up the gravel road to the top of the hill to dial 911. I dialed 911 the first time. I got through, and the call dropped. Okay. So then I felt myself going into shock. And so I knew I had to get off the machine, get down into a drainage ditch, put my feet up, and treat myself for shock, because if I went into shock, it was over.
Right.
Okay. And so about the fifth time, I finally got through to the state police, and 45 minutes later, the ambulance and the police showed up.
And in a place like we do.
and I was very lucky, too, because four bear hunters found me in the interim, and they said that I was bleeding out the back as well, and luckily they had some paper toweling that they plugged that hole in my back. Okay, because otherwise I would have bled out through that. But anyway, I ended up, you know, naturally in the hospital, and that's a whole other story. But where this leads to is I did not, I've hunted all my life. I've been in guns. I've done tactical training. I've had first aid training, whatever. But I was amazed, okay, after I got out of the hospital, that the trauma that bullets cause to the body.
Okay? Oh, yes.
My whole chest and stomach area and back was black, blue, purple, yellow, green. You can imagine every color imaginable.
Right.
Okay? And another thing they do, too, they don't sew bullet holes closed. They want them to drain and weep. Okay?
Exactly.
And that's something I never knew. But anyway, I got home. Okay, and again, I had the energy cleaner hooked to my bed, okay, and within 2 weeks, okay, I went back for my checkups to the doctor and the nurses. And within 2 weeks, 80% of all the trauma was gone, okay. In fact, they stood there, all of them, looking at me and saying, "My God, how the hell are you healing this fast?"
Right.
Okay. And now it's been, about four and a half weeks. I have no black and blue, nothing on my body. All my wounds are healed. In fact, yesterday I ran 2 miles and walked 3 miles, and I was in the gym this morning for the first time.
Well, Steve, this happened 4.5 weeks ago?
Yes, it happened on October 1st.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. So I just,
want to say, I am amazed, you know, and I bought a second one and I've told people about it. I mean, it worked for me. By having my back healed, okay, when I was on that backhoe that day, I was able to move like lightning to get out of the way. If my back was not healed, I wouldn't be talking to you right now because I wouldn't have been able to get off the machine, and the third shot definitely would have killed me. Okay.
Steve, I'm going to ask you to consider doing something, if you would, please.
Yes.
I would like you to write an article giving the details of what you just outlined. Your story could save a lot of lives, really, seriously.
Yes.
And if you would consider doing that, I would be very grateful.
Oh, I would have no problem in doing that. There's more to the story, and I know you're under time restraint.
Right. We'll post it at ruralsurvival.info, won't we, Tim?
Absolutely. Positively.
Okay. Steve, your story is breathtaking, and God bless you, and obviously your angels were with you on that particular day.
Oh, I definitely had somebody with me. There's no question
Absolutely.
About it.
Steve, thank you for the call, sir, and let's talk soon.
Okay, very good.
Tom Berryhill, I was on the edge of my seat, weren't you?
Yes.
What a story. It makes giving our disclaimer seem kind of small potatoes by comparison, but we do need to do that, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. That was really something. But anyway, we are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, such as bullet wounds, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Or bear hunters.
Or bear hunters.
With paper towels.
John, I don't know what to say about that.
We wake up in the morning, we don't know what the world's going to throw at us, do we? I mean, this is something else.
We do have
Diane Zerger with us, and Diane, I know you were at the edge of your seat, weren't you, my dear?
Holy cow, that's going to be a hard act for me to follow. I don't think I'm even going to try.
It's breathtaking.
Yes.
Absolutely breathtaking. And his last comment about how he was able to be nimble and quick because of the previous use of the engine cleaner, getting off to see that tractor saving his life. Whoa.
Until you need that level of energy that the energy cleaner gives, you really can't appreciate it just hearing about it as a story from another person.
That's true.
And when it happens to you personally, man, you become one of the strongest spokesmen you can possibly be.
Well, it was a very powerful story. It would be difficult to imagine a more powerful story, but my goodness.
He needs to get himself seriously sitting down and documenting this while the details are fresh in his mind.
Right.
And then if he doesn't feel comfortable with the finished product, have someone who loves to write, and there's plenty of us out there, who do the editing, the grammar, the spell check, et cetera, the composition.
Well, Tim will work with, Tim does editing for his authors.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be helping with the editing, won't you, Tim?
Yes, absolutely. I'd be delighted to help. And by the way, Diane, when can I expect something more from you?
I'm working on it, Tim.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
That's all right.
Okay.
I have a level of respect for Tim these days that I've never had before.
Well, Diane, I need to get to work. What's your update this morning?
I'm going to make it fast because I've got to leave for work pretty soon. I have learned through back pain because of a crappy sleep system that my husband and I eventually have replaced, which is not here yet, but I have learned that even touching a remote part of the body to the energy cleaner screen will alleviate back pain, even if it's just a foot sitting on the floor.
Diane, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We got a break. We have callers on hold. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. We're at November 7th, 2013. The energy cleaner is for sale at my website, thelibertyman.com. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. My toll-free order line, I'll give it twice slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Tom and Tim, this is a quite unusual morning, to say the least, with this call we had from Steve in Massachusetts, and we got a couple of callers on hold here. First, we've got Kenny in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Kenny.
Yes. Hey, John. How you doing?
Real good.
Okay, I'm trying to get one of those energy cleaners, and I don't have a credit card, and I don't know how else to, I called that 800 number, and they just said no credit card. Well, they want to call me back, but they never did.
Yes, send me a money order, and my address is at my website. I'll give it to you real quick. It's Post Office
Box. Okay, because I don't have a computer either. Go ahead.
Post Office Box 201.
Post Office Box. Wait a minute. Don't go too fast. I got to write this down. Post Office Box what?
201.
201, go ahead.
The town is Davisville.
Davisville, okay, wait a minute.
Missouri,
M-O. M-O, go ahead.
And the zip code is 65456.
65456?
Right, just make that out to John Moore, and it'll go out the next business day.
Okay, it's P.O. Box 201, Davisville, Missouri, 65456.
That's it. Look forward to hearing from you, Kenny. You're welcome,
sir. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Next, we've got Joe in Ohio. Good morning, Joe.
Yeah, hey there, John. Talk about your energy cleaner there. Is that the same device like the energy stimulator that Lee Kroc was using years ago?
It's the same one. Lee Kroc was the inventor, and Tom Berryhill and Lee were friends, and Tom's continued that work after Lee passed on.
Oh, I see. Is there somebody that sells that here in Ohio? I've tried to contact Lee Kroc family because I heard he passed away there over there in eastern Ohio to find out if I could get one of those, and I couldn't get any more information.
The family did not continue Lee's work, Joe, but I'll be glad to help you, and I'll give you my private line if you want to talk to me about it.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay. That's toll free, 866 965 3007.
All righty there, John.
Give me a call after the show's over, Joe, and we'll talk.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. And this will be our last caller, a regular caller, Jim in Minnesota. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, hi, John and Tom. You know, I bought many energy cleaners. My legacy is to help people with their pain one energy cleaner at a time. My wife and I, we're doing well. She just finished her hip surgery here about 2-3 weeks ago, and she's recovering, and I'm feeling like a teenager. My two daughters interfered in her life. I called her. I says, honey, I want to come check your energy cleaner. Well, no, Dad. All I want to do, honey, is to make sure the alligator clip is attached to the screen, and sure enough, it had come detached. So she reattached it, so that took care of that. My next-door neighbor has been on the energy cleaner 1 month. She's received, a lot of pain mitigation, and I said, Diane, we're going to try this one more month. Her husband is a doubter. He's a 173rd Airborne Brigade Vietnam vet, and a doubter, but he's starting to be a believer.
Oh, yes.
My best friend Tom is at the University of Minnesota Heart Hospital. I called this morning. He had the first of three surgeries to remove a 3-foot-long blood clot in his leg, and he will have the energy cleaning waiting for when he comes home. I'll have it installed in his bed, so we'll heal him up real fast.
Fantastic.
But sadly, the last one, my beautiful niece Beth, she has what's called spinal arachnoiditis, a rare chronic pain. I looked it up. It can occur when something such as back surgery is done to your spine. Inflammation of the arachnoid, the membrane surrounding and protecting the nerves of the spinal cord, and they have her on an electronic stimulator, spinal cord stimulator, right now. And so her mother and some medical people thought it was unwise to use the energy cleaner. I don't see how that. I'm not a doctor. I don't know how the two can interfere, but maybe someone of your vast audience could call you or call me and tell us. Could we please try the energy cleaner? I know it helped my wife's spine when the Mayo Clinic sent her home with pain pills. And perhaps we can help this poor girl. She's only 43 years old. And so that's about what I've got to say.
Well, Jim, thank you for the call, and we'll get some follow-up from Tom here. Tom, we've not seen interference with pacemakers or any other medical device, have we, sir?
No, we haven't, John, but I always say to not violate the doctor's orders and be very careful. I know with pacemakers, I know several people that have had those put in that were welders, and they were told they could never work around a welding machine again because of the electromagnetic field, so they gave it up.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an electrical stimulator located on the spine, and this is not a permanent
fix. I know
what
they are, Jim, and I just don't know if I would mix the two.
Yeah.
It's probably would not cause any problems, but...
Yeah,
it's just hard to say. Now, you could use one or the other, but I don't think I'd put both of them on at the same time.
Yeah, I really, really feel bad about this. So, but that's life, I guess. Well, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate the call. Tim, are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am, sir.
Going back to Steve from Massachusetts, I was at the edge of my seat.
Me too.
For a man to live through being shot three times with a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol with no medical attention of any kind for 45 minutes.
Normally if a .45 hits you in the hand, your hand is gone. You know, you and I have both seen people shot with a .45.
Right.
You know, it's a slow, big, heavy bullet.
I can't
imagine the guy living through three rounds. I've never seen that like that.
The trauma, you know, and this is only 4.5 weeks ago, and he's laying there bleeding out when the bear hunters came upon him with their paper towels. 45 minutes for the first professionals to get there, the paramedics. This is one tough hombre. That's all I can say.
Yeah, he is. I mean, I can't imagine getting shot once with a 45, much less three times. I mean, and I know how that chest stuff hurts.
You know. Yeah, well, two of them were to the torso shots, you know, into his chest cavity. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the story written out and edited in a final format and posted at ruralsurvival.info.
We can post it on your testimonials page, too, at deliveryman.com.
Absolutely. It's a great
story. Yeah, we can
put
them in both places.
Mm. Well, maybe someday Steve and I will meet. I want to shake this man's hand and congratulate him for his intestinal fortitude in surviving this deadly attack. If he had done this in combat, he would get not only a Purple Heart, but probably a Bronze Star.
I would say so. I would say you'd most likely be correct.
Yeah, I would think so.
I bet those doctors are still talking about how fast he healed. That's a common... common thing with this energy cleaner technology, any type of wounds like that and surgical incisions will heal quite rapidly. And it always leads to the doctors being totally amazed. They just can't believe it, and they'll start asking, what have you done? We've never seen this before.
Right, right. Well, gentlemen, I don't know. We do these Thursday mornings, and most Thursdays they're always interesting and fun, but this is a phenomenal Thursday morning, to say the least.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
Tim, we didn't get a chance to talk much about ruralsurvival.info. How can people sign up for your alerts, if you would tell
us? Just go to ruralsurvival.info. There's a red link on the left-hand side. Click on that, fill in like two or three blocks on a form, and hit submit, and you're done.
Sounds good. Gentlemen, we're pretty much out of time. Tom, I'll see you later today. And Tim, I'll be in touch with you privately, sir.
All right. You guys have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Okay, Tom. Well, what a morning. I talked to Steve privately. I knew some of the story he was going to tell this morning. I did not know the details until you heard them as well. And breathtaking. Absolutely breathtaking, and we had the optimal outcome, and life goes on. You all be safe out there. Have a great, fun, productive day. Get your energy cleaner now while you can, your medical supplies, firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Be safe, and God bless America.